Tune the grand up. Dance your shoes off. Strike the band up. It's today. You're supposed to tune the grand up there, Chris. Yes, it's today. This is a day of newness, couched in a season of newness. For 2.5 weeks, we have been celebrating that a child has been born for us who will make all things new. And 2 weeks ago, we brought in a new year, 2013. And the last few months, babies are being born. And tomorrow, we begin a new liturgical season, ordinary time. And the scriptures all speak of this newness today. Our first reading is taken from that part of the prophecy of Isaiah called the Book of Consolation. And the message is that judgment is over for the people of God and restoration has begun. And the language in our first reading evokes that newness. It evokes the creation of something new. God says, I have grasped you by the hand and shaped you. And that recalls to our mind the language of the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, where it says, God shaped man from the soil of the ground and blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. And today we celebrate the feast when John baptized Jesus. And as we heard, there was such expectation that you could cut with a knife among the people who were gathered. As they saw Jesus' entry into God's plan, Jesus' readiness to do the will of God, and people were thinking, now things are going to happen. And that's probably what certain parents of newborns were thinking too. Right, Seamus? You remember that? When these little guys were born, you probably were also thinking to yourself, you know, how will this new one change my life? How will this new baby be a conduit of God's grace in my life? In what ways? And today, 3 boys and 1 dear little girl are going to receive the seed of new life. Heretofore, they have lived merely human lives. But after today, they can participate in divine life. And so we rejoice today, we celebrate for these children today a new beginning of a life imbued with Christ. Seamus is bouncing up about that. That's pretty cool. But, you know, it's a new creation for us too, all of us who are here, all of us who are baptized. Because in the midst of this celebration, in the beginning, in the middle of this first month of the new year, after hearing of newness in the scriptures, God's voice comes through and says to each one of us who are baptized, my child, begin again. Even though you have made mistakes in relationships and you're still smarting from them, begin again. Even though you've been hurt by events in your past, begin again. Even though you are worried and concerned about many things, begin again. Even though you've sinned against God and the love of others, begin again. Even though you're in a blue funk, begin again. Even though you have failed repeatedly to be all that you can be as a follower of Jesus, begin again. Because today, it's today. And today, we remember our baptism. Today, we renew our baptismal vows. Today, we come to the Eucharistic table and receive new life into our hearts. Today, we affirm that the old order has passed away and now all is new. Today, there is a new woman. Today, there is a new man. And no matter how many times evil will try to convince us that nothing can change, we stand in the face of that dark challenge and we say, but now is the day of salvation. Now is when the Messiah will free those who live in darkness from the dungeon. Now is a minute to praise. Now is an hour to love. Now is a day to serve. Yes, church, baptismal grace flows in this moment. Let us rejoice in the new waters and drink deeply from them as we rejoice in these baptisms. May God be praised. Amen.